I'm Sheena Conroy, and today I'll be looking at Luke chapters 14, verses 25 to 35 from the New Living Translation. The cost of being a disciple. Great crowds were following Jesus. He turned around and said to them, "If you want to be my follower, you must love me more than your own father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters. Yes, more than your own life. Otherwise, you cannot be my disciple. And you cannot be my disciple if you do not carry your own cross and follow me. But don't begin until you count the cost, for who would begin construction of a building without first getting estimates and then checking to see if there is enough money to pay the bills? Otherwise, you might complete only the foundation before running out of funds. And then how everyone would laugh at you. They would say, 'There's the person who started that building and ran out of money before it was finished.' Or what king would ever dream of going to war without first sitting down with his counselors and discussing whether his army of 10,000 is strong enough to defeat the 20,000 soldiers who are marching against him? If he is not able, then while the enemy is still far away, he will send a delegation to discuss terms of peace. So no one can become my disciple without giving up everything for me. Salt is good for seasoning, but if it loses its flavor, how do you make it salty again? Flavorless salt is good neither for the soil nor for fertilizer. It is thrown away. Anyone who is willing to hear should listen and understand." Somewhere in my loft, stored beside many long-forgotten things, there is a discarded half-finished pink jumper that I once began knitting. It turns out that knitting was not my thing, so I simply gave it up, and my half-finished jumper, knitting needles and wool, were consigned to a box in the loft. I've never been good at knitting, so I'm not very committed to it. Perhaps I should never have begun making a jumper. Maybe I felt I ought to, as many of my friends were making their clothes. Or perhaps I felt that I was letting down my mother, who was a fabulous knitter and seamstress. Who knows? Now I know that it would have been better had I been fully committed to the task. All I have is a half-finished jumper, which is of no use at all to anyone. In today's passage, Jesus talks about a builder and a king. Both had to examine their situation before committing to their plans. The builder to calculate if he would have enough money to complete a building, the king to assess whether his army would be strong enough to defeat the enemy. If either of them had committed to their plans without either sufficient money or a large enough army, their plans would have failed and their endeavors would have been fruitless. Jesus used these illustrations to explain to his disciples that if they were to follow him, it could not be in a half-hearted way. To follow Jesus would be costly. They were leaving family, friends, home and work. They would come up against many hardships. They were giving up everything and placing themselves fully into Jesus' hands. Jesus was warning them to carefully count the cost before committing, and that the only way to remain fully committed to following him was to love him more than anything and anyone else. The same is true for us today. The theme of our Lent podcast is the King who serves. Jesus is the servant of God and spent his earthly life serving God by serving the people. So in our following him, we seek to serve him and serve others. To follow Jesus requires full commitment. To be his disciple may be costly. So if we only commit in a half-hearted way, and then find the going too tough, we may give up halfway. Moses found it difficult when dealing with Pharaoh. He must have felt like quitting, but he didn't, and the people of Israel were freed. Charles Spurgeon said, "By perseverance, the snail reached the ark." If we give up, we lose our savor, becoming like tasteless and useless salt. The half journey has become worthless. Like my half-finished jumper. Salt is a necessity of life and has been used since ancient times as a seasoning, a preservative, a disinfectant, a component of ceremonial offerings, and as currency. If salt loses its saltiness, it becomes ineffective. Likewise, if we lose our saltiness, our commitment, our servant heart, our love for Jesus, we lose our effectiveness. However, as we follow the bumpy road of discipleship, we should always remember that we are traveling on this exciting journey with Jesus right beside us. And he will do what he has promised, to be with us always. And who better to serve than Jesus? In our lives, we serve a number of people, employers, family, friends and neighbours, our brothers and sisters at church. But our service to them is birthed from our following of Jesus. And because we first love and serve Jesus, our service to them will come from an honest, loving and selfless place. Our motive to serve others is rooted in our commitment to serve Jesus. And in serving him, we serve others and so demonstrate to them the love of God. Shall we pray? Father, we want to be faithful, fully committed servants. So ask that you would help us to persevere when the going gets difficult. Father, we know that to be effective, we need to maintain our saltiness. So ask that you would help us to retain the essence of the servant heart of Jesus, whose spirit lives within each one of us. Father, we thank you for the privilege of being your servants. In Jesus' name, amen. Please listen again tomorrow to hear what Graham has to share with us.